Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about being respectful and responsible for oneself. Look, I don't know what's up in the air these days, but it seems like a lot of people have no respect for other people's time. I can't tell you how many times people will get really excited, will make an appointment, and then they'll blow it off. They won't even connect with me, text me, send an email to let me know why it was that they didn't show up. Which really pisses me off, to tell you quite honestly. Because this is the deal. When you're in a practice where you're working one-on-one with people, and you set aside time to do something with them, well, you expect people to show up. And yet, too often, they don't. And I'm not even talking about the kids. Man, my 20-year-olds and even my teenagers, who are my clients, they're wonderful. They always show up. They don't give me all this garbage. It's the adults that can't seem to get it together. And please don't sit here and think that you have more excuses than the rest of the world unless someone died or there was some immediate emergency that happened. I don't want to hear it. Frankly, when I say to somebody that I'm going to be there, I'm there at least 99% of the time. Once a year, on average, I screw up the time on something. That's not too bad, actually. Because this is the thing. We need to be our integrity. I learned this at my dad's side. That man had so much integrity. He was so fair with his patients. He cared about them greatly. He did fabulous work. And he never oversold them. And my feeling is I try to emulate exactly what he did. In fact, I don't try. I do it. And yet, there are so many times when people will just blow me off. And that's why I'm really glad I work from home. Because when you work from home, well, there's a lot of other things I can do when people don't show up. There's a lot of podcasts to listen to. And actually, I was supposed to meet with somebody over the internet earlier today. And in the meantime, I did 2 webinars and wrote 3 web blogs for my website, and I'm working on my 3rd podcast. This is so that it can all be scheduled by my great webmaster, Samuel, and get it all done because he likes to batch his work. Because he has other clients than me, which is a really, really good thing. In any case, that's kind of an aside. I really want you to think about the professionals in your world that you have employed to work for you. And I want you to think about how valuable their time is. Because if you think your time is valuable, if you're not a professional person, trust me, their time is more valuable than yours because of the pay that they receive for their expertise in what they do. And let me tell you something. I really do charge what I'm worth because let me tell you something. I spent a lot of time and a lot of money learning how to do what I do. So therefore, it's only fair to receive that pay. And when someone decides to blow off this time that they set aside specifically to go over a free consult, which is the case this time, that really pisses me off. It's a free consultation. It's to find out if we're a good fit. I don't understand what the issue is. And I still haven't heard from these people, and it was supposed to take place, I don't know, a few hours ago now. Obviously, with all the things I've done in the meantime. So, please, be your word. If you can't show up on time, at least text the person so they know. Because it's not fair. It is not fair to waste a person's time and energy waiting on you to not show up. Because you wouldn't like it either. Same thing goes when you're having a meeting with somebody. Turn off your damn phone. At least put it on whatever they call it. What do they call it? I can't think about what they call it. Well, so it doesn't ring anyway, so that you can vibrate, that's what they call it. Put it on vibrate so that you can concentrate on what you're doing without having interference. Because this is the deal. Back in the day, we didn't have these things called cell phones. And further back in the day, we didn't even have things called voicemail or answer machines. What people did was they called back later. Gee, what a concept. Call back later. It's doable. Anyway, that's my rant for today. Be respectful of other people's time. And in so doing, you're acting with integrity and with class. And there's nothing better to do than to act with class and with dignity, especially if you are considering yourself a professional yourself. Seriously. Anyway, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.